The law of Moses brought the Hebrews together as a nation under God's divine guidance and to prepare the world for the coming of the Messiah. Within the law, a number of figurative elements exist that mirror profound spiritual realities. In the following lessons, we'll continue our study of biblical symbolism by concentrating on shadows in the law and how these provide a solid foundation for the completion of God's plan to save humanity. In our study of biblical symbolism, we've had two goals. The first is to demystify the Bible and demonstrate that symbolic forms were given meaning because of how God used them. Secondly, we've focused on the context of these figures and found that the Bible is a closed system, meaning that we can't extract symbolic forms and apply them outside the scriptural text. The combination of these two things teaches us to respect limits in our use of symbolic forms and emphasizes the need to understand them in relation to God's work. It also enables us to explore areas that are important but often neglected. Some don't believe that the Old Testament has any relevance. I've heard it stated from time to time that we shouldn't even be studying it. This attitude misses the significance of the law that was given to Moses at Mount Sinai and its purpose. Early in this study, I noted that symbols are the elements that connect the scriptures from beginning to end. As the patriarchal dispensation recedes in the narrative, the mosaic begins to take shape and comes to the forefront. From the early chapters of Exodus to the day of Pentecost, the law of Moses and its embedded symbolism are foundational elements that point directly to Christ. We're familiar with Moses' prophecy of a prophet like him that God would raise up, and the implication of new commands or a law that would be given, but when we examine the nature of the law and its various practices, we may overlook symbols hidden in plain sight. We understand that prophecies of the Messiah are expressed verbally and as figures within the text, but there are physical elements that convey additional meaning and depth. The worship of the Hebrews revolved around these elements whose true meaning would remain obscured until the final revelation of God's plan to save mankind. When that revelation became a reality, vague and obscure physical images would take their place as powerful examples of a higher intelligence that crafted them. Symbols in the Bible exist to link the scriptures together and do so in a way that opposes the idea that humans invented them. The sheer volume of the scriptures, their complexity, and the seamless way in which they complement one another defies critics and those who propose that the Bible is merely a monumental hoax on the part of a group who wanted to fool the world. To a rational person, that doesn't make sense and can't be defended when the scriptures are seen in their entirety and the context of passages, books, and the Bible itself is respected. For that reason, the Old Testament, specifically the law and its physical and figurative aspects, are the foundation for all that appears in the New Testament. If we fail to recognize and value these connections, we'll miss the depth and power of the scriptures. Christ based his identity on the law of Moses, and even commented that the religious rulers of the first century should have recognized him because Moses spoke of him. In the law given to Moses are a number of elements that foreshadow the coming of the Messiah and the establishment of a better kingdom. Many of the practices put in place were for the people at that time, but built into their worship were figures that one day would serve as the proof that the Messiah was Christ and that God's word is true. These shadows or types existed in the sacrifices and physical structures used in worship to God. In order to understand these, it's important for us to look at the Old and New Testaments together and compare these types or foreshadows. In the next group of lessons, we'll examine the Passover, unleavened bread, sanctification of the firstborn, the Ark of the Covenant and Mercy Seat, the lampstand, the tabernacle, the veil, the altar of burnt offering, the altar of incense, the laver, the holy anointing oil, the priestly garments, and the Sabbath day. As we explore these items, we'll see how they were built, their intended usage, and spiritual connection to the rest of the text. When we're done, we'll see that the depth of the New Testament is firmly based on that which is contained in the Law of Moses. We'll also see the intrinsic value of the Old Testament and why it's necessary to study it. God told Abraham that his offspring would be afflicted in a strange land for four generations, but they would return to the land before him. As the time of liberation neared, God instituted changes by giving commands that would shape the future of the nation. In the next lesson, we'll discuss the Passover. We've talked about this before, but we'll go a little deeper and explore the contrast between God's people and the world and the eventual destruction of Satan's power.